Well, praise God. We're going to go ahead and start off the class with a word of prayer, and then we're going to get right into the word. Hallelujah. As we continue on this morning, let's be ready in our hearts, and let's be what?
Expectant.
What's the word?
Expectant.
Let's be expectant. Be set. Be ready. Okay? Have that posture. Father, thank you for your presence in this place this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your power in evidence. Yes. Give you praise and glory, Lord, for all that you have done in and through your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation and the reality of the done. Thank you, Father, for our hearts grabbing a hold of this, grasping this truth, and seeing the reality in our lives, in our walk. Father, I thank you for the manifestations of healing represented in this room today. Thank you, Lord, that no one who came in here with a concern, with a health concern, leaves this place the same way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Wholeness in body. Wholeness. That's our lot. That's our portion. And Father, we thank you for the finished work. And we say we love you, Lord. We give this time to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is here, friends. He's in the midst. And let's carry that consciousness as we continue on with this class, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's imperative. That's important. All right. So we've been on a series, Living by Conviction. And so last week we touched on this body of mine is healed. And so we left off at a particular portion, which we'll get to, Mark 11. We'll get to that shortly. But for those of us who was not here last week? You weren't here last week. Okay, quite a good number. Just going to run through real quick, brief recap before we get into the subject for today, or the aspect for today. So we're at Isaiah in chapter 53. And we took a very quick look from the Christian Standard. And the emphasis there was to show that what Jesus went through specifically and particularly had healing as central, as pivotal, as a focus, if you will. I'll read a passage, and so we can just glean this or see this and understand this as we, you know, by way of a recap. It says, he was despised concerning Jesus and rejected by men, a man of suffering who knew what sickness was. He was like someone people turned away from. He was despised and we didn't value him. Verse 4, yet he himself bore our sicknesses and he carried our pains. Friends, it's important to get this. Now, most of the traditional versions don't have it expressly set forth in that way or in that manner. Okay, but it's important for you to know, for us to see, for us to understand that what he bore in bearing our sins, as 1 Peter puts it, 1 Peter in chapter 2, in bearing our sins of necessity, he also bore, took upon himself our what? Sicknesses. Okay, he himself bore our sicknesses and he carried our pains, but we in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for what? Our transgressions. He was bruised because of what? Our iniquities. This version says he was crushed because of our iniquities. Punishment for our peace. What is peace? Punishment for our peace. Healing class. What is peace? Sorry, what is peace?
Your mind, your soul, your... I don't
know. Okay. Sorry?
It's being complete in him.
Being
complete.
Shalom.
Yes.
Shalom. Being complete in him. Okay. Thank you, Joanne. That's great. What else is peace? Yes, sir.
Quietness and assurance.
Quietness and assurance. Okay. Yes.
Knowing that you have the right standing with God...
Right standing with God.
Just the knowing part.
The knowing. That's important. That's vital. Yes. One more. What is peace? It's good for us to grab this, to get this. All right.
Victory.
Victory.
Financial. It's you know, healing. No. It's everything.
So it's all encompassing. All right. Thank you, Joanne. So real quickly, friends, if we, as discussed last week, if we take this real quickly, that's the word shalom. Yes. Okay. And from the Hebrew, it's the word that means welfare, is the word that means health, and is the word that also means prosperity. Shalom. Peace. Okay, now more specifically, if we dig further from in the Hebrew, because it's healing class, is the word that also means wellness in body. Shalom. Wellness in body. Well-being. So the punishment for our wholeness is the word wholeness in body. The punishment for our wholeness in body was what? On him. And we are healed by his wounds. We are healed by his wounds. All right. So the next, going down, one more version, the New English puts it in this wise. He says, he endured punishment that made us well. Are you noticing the tenses, friends? Because we've been going along this path, trying to emphasize the reality of the past tense nature of the word. The past tense nature. Okay, it says, because of his wounds, we have been healed. And so I shared how that it's possible. We see that from traditional version. It says, by his stripes, we are healed. And we're reading and seeing clearly with our eyes, two eyes, and, you know, expressly, we are healed. But then in our hearts is reading as, we will be healed. Or I will be healed. So that we're looking at it as we didn't. With the lens or the focus of some sort of future context. But it says, by his stripes we are healed. And I emphasized, shared last week, how that we are healed from Isaiah 53 implicates, connotes, and expressly is actually conveying past tense thought. It is not the thought, I will be healed. By his stripes I will be healed. That's not the thought. The expression, the heart of fathers, by his stripes, when he says we are healed, has connotation of past tense. So that when by revelation, 1 Peter 2:24, that's the expression, that's the thought. It says, and by his stripes we were healed. Okay? Just a moment. This is a review, this is a recap. Once I'm done with the recap, I'll take that question. Because we have quite a good number not here last week, so I just want to get through this. I'll get back to you, I promise. And then I shared on what is referred to as the prophetic perfect. Who was here last week? Anyone want to take a shot at it, what that is? So this portion of Scripture, Isaiah 53, as far as the prophetic goes, can be placed in that confines or in that category, the prophetic perfect or the prophetic perfect tense. Who wants to say, who was here? Anyone here last week? Take a shot at it.
Present. It's current. It's now.
Okay. So basically, it's a description. It's a technique or literary expression that speaks of something yet to come or something yet future, but it is so certain and so sure to occur that it is expressed. It is expressed in what tense? In the tense called past. So that when the Holy Ghost, when the prophet is writing or speaking, it is so certain to occur, because guess what? Who does the inspiration come from? We'll see this in Peter, how Peter expresses this real shortly. The expression comes from who? From God. And God is not a man that he should what?
Lie.
Does he repent or change his mind concerning what he said?
No.
God never fails. His word never fails. So when it says, by his stripes you are healed, it carries the thought of past tense. That's why other versions will say, by his stripes you have been healed. And I'm saying, friends, in expressing faith, when you're standing in faith, we'll see this as we go on to today's class. Faith is not faith to, sometimes the reasons, one of the reasons why we struggle with seeing manifestation of healing in our bodies is because we labor in the minor, and by that I mean we labor in the minor by seeing ourselves as someone who is not healed, trying to get healed. As it were, something out of reach or external from me. I'm not healed, but I want to get healed. As opposed to coming from the position and the perspective that I am the healed, because I am in Christ and Christ is in me, I am the healed of the Lord, and what it is expecting for the manifestation.
Amen.
In expression. Amen. In my walk, in my body, in my experience. But faith is not faith to get. Faith should actually be pointed or directed towards, I am actually healed. Mm-hmm. And we'll see this, at least two scriptures. There's so many, plethora of scriptures, but we'll see at least a couple of those today. And we'll hear from Jesus himself on this self-same subject, how faith should be expressed. We're trying to utilize faith to get, instead of anchoring faith in, I have received. Now, here it is. My expectation is ignited, and I see a manifestation. Or as someone said the other week, utilizing a different terminology, I see an expression of that healing in my body. 2 Peter 1:16, for we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus, and on. And I said that to say that all through his walk here on earth, 2 Peter, I said 1:19, all through his walk here on earth, as with Matthew 17, the transfiguration, or immediately after that, and go through the Gospels, friends, he healed all who were oppressed of the devil. God was with him, Acts 10:38, and so much more. That punctuated his walk. And all of that culminated at the cross when he said, it is finished. As far as bringing healing and health to all those who believe and who would believe in him. I've said over the series, conviction births positive expectation. Conviction births positive expectation. Expectation is ignited, set on fire, emboldened. I'm trying to use different words now to express the same thought. By agreement. Expectation is ignited. It doesn't stand in isolation. It is ignited in and by agreement. And what is that agreement about? Agreement with God's word. As an example, faith comes by, we saw a few weeks ago, faith comes by what? Hearing. And that hearing is by what? There's no other way. As far as when we talk about expectation, ignite, it must be based on the word attached to. It goes together. Agreement with the word. So what does the word say? Last week there was an assignment. Who was here last week and gave an assignment? All right. Basically, I asked us to just, in our private time, go through Mark 11. And think about the question, how do you get to see this expression or manifestation in your body concerning that which ails you or that which challenges you or that which stares you in the face in the area of healing? So can we turn there at this time, Mark 11, if we will?
That's my scripture.
That's your scripture? Praise God. Patty, do you mind reading this then? Reading it then for us.
43 and 24.
Correct. You get it from 22.
Okay. In fact, none of the seven left any children. Last of all, the woman died too.
No, Mark 11.
Mark 11, I'm on 12. That's, I wondered why. It wasn't underlined. I have it underlined. Okay, 20. Have faith in God.
Have faith in who?
God.
Have faith in who?
God.
All right.
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it'll be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you of your sins.
Praise God. Have faith in who?
God.
So we're going to do something now. Regardless of whatever version you have, I'd like for you to peer. I'd like for you to take a look, whether it's your Bible, whether it's a device, whatever it is. Let's go through and then we're just going to take a good look at this portion of Scripture and consider a few things. Okay? So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to what? This mountain. So first thing we want to see in there, friends, is whoever says. So what is involved? Something is involved. What? Saying, speaking, speech. What else? What class of speech is meant in here, is considered?
The word believe.
A command.
Not believe. Sorry?
Command.
Command. So it's talking about an imperative, a command imperative. Okay? So are you begging God?
No.
Are you begging the mountain?
No.
Please, would you move?
No.
Whoever does what? Says. Now, if you have faith in God, if you believe, trust in God with all your heart, in this aspect, friends, something becomes immediately clear. In this position, in this posture, what Jesus describes here, you have an understanding and an appreciation for what? Your spiritual authority.
Amen.
You have an appreciation, an understanding of your spiritual authority and the dynamic power which is at your disposal. Guess where that power is? For to give expression to, for to express. Through your mouth, through your speech, through your speaking. So, but the first line, have faith in God. Faith in God, trust in him, confidence in him. And this is vital. This faith immediately throws up spiritual authority. And he says, whoever says to what? This mountain. What is that mountain? What can that mountain be? As it concerns our life, concerning, this is healing class, Carol.
Sickness.
Poverty, infirmity, disease, injury, whatever that situation is. And actually, we can go around the class and then for words typifying or that can exemplify what the mountain is. That source of discomfort, that ailment in one's life. Okay? And here's something real good. What do you say to the mountain? What do you say to the mountain? Yeah, we're going to have a practical session right now. It says, be removed and cast into the what? Ocean or into the sea. This is what I call the expression. So faith has an expression. Faith with an understanding of your spiritual authority, who you are in Christ, who Christ is in you, does not put you in a position of a sitting or a dormancy or an acceptance of whatever that ailment or disease is.
Amen.
You're not in surrender. I'm sorry. You can't be in that posture. You can't be in that position to say, okay, okay, sarah, sarah, or whatever will be, you know, it is, whatever will be. No, 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 no. The expression, you say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the ocean. So, I want you, friends, this is critical for this class. It's okay if we camp here for the day. It is important, it is vital, it is critical for you to give thought and attention to what your expression is. That's one. And secondly, this should be a lifestyle. Walking in authority. So Jesus says, this is one of the things in there. Whoever says, one, to this mountain, whatever that mountain may be in one's life. So there's an expression that goes with that. It's not just, oh, I recognize what the mountain is, but there's an expression. Be thou removed and cast into the sea or cast into the ocean. What is your expression? Is there anything you're carrying? Is there any challenge there? Is there an injury? Is there a health concern? Again, I ask, what are you speaking? But today's class is going to be different because I'm not just going to ask what are you speaking and then share what we should say and whatnot. But in saying give thought to this, what are you speaking?
Amen.
And I'm actually asking that. It's not rhetorical this morning. I want to make it real practical. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to share your challenge with us. This is healing class, so we know there may be some whatever it is that we may be facing. But what are we speaking? Are we speaking? Are we speaking in authority? Are we giving command imperatives? Or are we living in casual acceptance of, okay, or I'll manage, or, okay, well, it's been this long and this is how I get through. Are you speaking? We've been talking about manifestation and how we see this. What are we saying? Yes, ask the mic.
You know, one of the ways, and this is one of my favorite messages and favorite scriptures, is Mark 11:22-24. And the authority that we have in our confession, because I live like this. And I get to see the fruit of this in my life, and I have for many years. But one of the ways that I picture this authority in this confession, this imperative, to speak to the mountains is in my mind, let me go with driving in this morning. We it was dicey for us. And you know what? I put my faith and spoke to the circumstances, the situation, the mountain, and either I'm going to be on top of the circumstances and live over the mountain, or the mountain's going to move, or I'm going to be crushed by the mountain, one or the other. Mm-hmm. And I see myself living above the mountain, above the circumstances. I see myself in my mind and in my heart, by faith, through the words, the power coming out of my mouth, in my authority, living above the mountain. Now, that's the way I deal with sickness and disease in every aspect, because things, they kind of try to come on me too. And if I might share this, you know, I woke up with a whiz bang in the middle of the night of a sinus headache this morning, which comes once in a while, and they don't like to leave. And I got serious with it. And I'm doing well.
Hallelujah.
But it is how we speak and the authority that we take, and it's learning to live this way. It's the living this way and the expectation that comes from us and how we see ourselves in this. Because I don't think we get the picture of it a lot of times. I don't mean to take all your time here.
Right.
A lot of times of we're living above the mountain, or we're going to be crushed by the mountain. One or the other. Where are we going to be? Because it's our choice. And it's our choice to apply it that way.
Amen.
Thanks for letting
Hallelujah.
Me speak.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mike. Yes, Pat.
I like this because I was in a wheelchair for over a year. And, you know, where I was going, they were saying, you know, just keep, you know, rebuking it. You know what I'm saying? The blood of Jesus. But when the revelation came to me, that I speak to it and believe it and let that go and just start thanking the Lord for my healing. Not because of how I feel, but what His Word says.
Mm.
And it does work.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's what you do. Instead Amen. Of saying, okay, in the name of Jesus, you leave. In the name of Jesus, you don't plead. But you just speak it. God said to. And that was my mountain.
Mm.
And, you know, I learned that through watching Andrew Womack and stuff. So.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
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 Amen. Anyone else? Are you speaking? Amen. What are we speaking? Friends, I haven't always been in this place, on this spot. Because by my nature in the past, I wouldn't speak. I would rationalize it. I would say, oh, I'm saying it in my heart. I say, I'm saying it in my heart. I'm believing in my heart. So the speaking aspect wasn't always there. And I have to share that with you. You know, but in getting revelation and insight in portions of passages of scripture like this, the Holy Spirit began to open that up.
Mm-hmm.
From Proverbs 18:21 as well. But portions like this to say, hey, speak. And then you get to see a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see, and it's distinct mm-hmm. and it's unique because there's power. Friends, we have power, we have authority as we've seen over these series. But what are we doing with all that power? What are we doing with that energy? How are we moving in the Holy Spirit? How are we having Him lead us in speaking? And we'll get more of this. Yes?
Talking about the manifestation and speaking, just not even a week ago, I was reading His Word, and I was getting really bad headaches, and I felt like, wow, Lord, you know, so much has changed for me. I've gotten so much healing already.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm in the red zone, and I just said, I'm going to just pray the best I can and read the Bible as best I can. I was so exhausted. I could barely even see. My eyes were blurry. And I said my prayers, I read the scriptures, and I laid there. And I had heart surgery. And He touched me so gently, I didn't even know He touched me. I was in so much pain, and I didn't even feel Him touch me. But I knew He touched me, and I'm trying to process this. But it was so powerful that my whole heart, it just vibrated.
Hallelujah.
And I said, oh my God, You're giving me a heart healing, Lord. Give me a picture of, tell me what You're doing in my heart so I know. And I never forget it. But it was for 3.5 minutes, and my headache just went away.
Glory.
My heart was, actually, I felt like I was going to die. My diaphragm was pushed up into my lungs. And my heart was not beating right, and I thought, this is going to be it. So this kind of was saying my last prayer, and I was going to let it go. And my heart rate slowed down. My heart wasn't beating. It wasn't struggling as hard.
Hallelujah.
Something physically moved in my diaphragm, and I could think. I mean, I thought I was crystal clear. The last few weeks with the Holy Spirit, I've just been, but I was, he had even more clarity in that moment. So when He did the heart surgery, it affected my mind.
Hallelujah.
It affected my mind too. So praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Heart healing reflected in the mind.
It was a heart attack.
And then the pains, the headaches, or, you know, migraines, or whatever it was. That was gone.
Amen.
That dissipated.
Amen.
Never worry about it again.
So what are you speaking?
Amen.
So as we leave today, I want us to give thought. Question one, am I speaking? This is Jesus speaking, right? This is Jesus, right, in the Word. Whoever says, Jesus speaking, have faith in God. Whoever says to this mountain, whoever says, to this mountain, be thou removed, or be removed and cast into the sea and cast into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And the next portion, and does not what?
Doubt.
Where? Does not doubt where? In his heart. And does not doubt in his heart. What is doubt?
Unbelief.
Questioning
his authority, his ability, his power, his faithfulness. What is doubt? Yes. So Jude?
Double-minded.
Mean double-minded.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, friends, from the Greek, that's the word that means doubt. Thank you. That was very good. Being double-minded. That's the word that means being at variance with oneself. I believe. No, I don't believe. Or do you believe or don't believe? Or what is it? Am I the healed or am I not healed? Am I the healed based on what Christ did and the revelation of who I am in him and who he is in me? Or am I not healed based on some things, what I see, what I hear, what I taste, what I smell, or situation or circumstances? Is that what defines it? Being at variance. So, where in the heart? Because we've spent the past few weeks saying that about God's word as medicine being steeped, being anchored where? In your heart. So friends, whether we know it or not, it's a battle.
Yes.
It's a battle for truth, where truth sits at, or where it is enthroned. What is enthroned in your heart? Is it the revelation of, is it the truth of God's word as it concerns healing and health that we've kind of like hammered and hammered and hammered all in this past few weeks about the done reality? Is that what reigns there? Is that what dwells in your heart? Or is it, someone said unbelief, or is it doubt, or is it being at variance? Is it still being sketchy? Is it still being, what reigns in your heart? And as I always like to say, it's not about what's in your wallet, but what's in your heart. What's in your heart? And does not doubt in his heart. You had something, Pat. This is important. It's important to get this, to see this, friends. Pat, you had something?
Yeah, what you were saying, it's in your heart, but you have to keep in his word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. So if you know you're healed, but yet you don't keep reading about it and keep receiving that it's the truth, he'll come in and rob that out of you. So reading and reading and keeping in the word, in healing, that's how I got.
Yeah, amen. And that's crucial because, yes, Judy, you had something because I was just about to make a reference. Yes, go ahead, Judy.
I was just going to say, I think that's what, is that was Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, was expressing in the temple? Was he expressing doubt in what the angel was telling him? And that's why he was struck dumb for the next 9 months or whatever.
Okay, what's the context? Are you just trying to express? Are you
speaking out?
Okay, and speaking doubt. Now, what you speak is going to come out of the abundance of your heart. And we're saying from the testimony a couple of weeks ago and from last week as well, whereby the doctors or the hospital sent material after the heart attack, the stroke, and all of that, the kidney issues, to say, hey, study this out. You can only have dialysis. Study this, you know, read this, get this information, know everything about it, then come in, and then we'll tell you your option. As well, your only option. Yeah. It's going to be dialysis. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be perpetual. That's, for, you know, till whatever. But then, the individual chose not to meditate mm-hmm. on a material that is going to tell me what is in my body that is anti-righteousness, that is anti-peace, shalom, and that is opposite, that is outside the nature of God and the life of God that is dwelling on the inside. The divine nature of Abba that courses through my veins. To say, oh, okay, this is what you have. You better, it's pretty much like this saying, you better be fearful.
Yeah.
You better be fearful. You're reading, you're like, oh, this better get you well shook. So that by the time you go in there, it's just like, okay, what do you want to do with me? All right, lay there. Let's cut you up. Let's get it. I'm sorry to be graphic, friends, but I'm saying what you put in your heart is going to determine the abundance that is going to flow out. Here's something. Let's hear what Jesus said in this regard. When it says, well, does not doubt in his heart, but believes in the heart that those things he said shall be done. He will have whatever it says. It says, but believes in the heart. So it doesn't, it says, does not doubt. You issue the expression. You issue the command imperative. And does not doubt, But what believes that those things he said shall be done, he shall have what he says. So, can you see the connection, not causal anyway, the connection between what is said and what is believed in the heart? So that what is believed in the heart is that which is said or is that which is expressed. There has to be, friends, that agreement. And that, we've been talking about conviction. Joanne, you had something?
Go ahead. You said the word conviction, because that's what I was thinking. You were talking about conviction, and I says, are you convinced? Are you absolutely convinced that this word is true?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Speak it. This is the truth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No matter, you know, the doctor, he gives you a report, and he says, now this is the truth of what we see. No, this is the truth.
Hallelujah.
This right
here. Hallelujah.
So you have to be fully convinced.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Joanne. Pat.
Doesn't bring the agreement. The agreement has to be established so that the saying becomes a confession. You have that agreement with the power.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Till tomorrow, out of the abundance of the heart, what happens?
The mouth.
So, putting all this together, there has to be an alignment. I'm trying to use different words to express this. There has to be an alignment or an agreement or whatever it is between what's in the heart and what is said and what is said and what's in the heart. There has to be that alignment. Why do I say that? So that if, and I'm not saying this to be in a derogative manner or to be negative, pretty much what Pat just shared. I don't need to say something if in my heart I don't believe it. Like we're not just to say words or just say words or just throw them out there. Whereas we know in our hearts that, do I really agree? Am I really healed? Am I really the healed of the Lord? I know I see this in Scripture. I know I've seen Scripture, you know, back and forth and all of that, but I'm just saying, no. Say what's in your heart. What's in your heart should be anchored in God's Word. Rooted in the Word of truth.
Rooted, good.
Carol, you had some.
Thinking about as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So it comes down to
Proverbs 23:7.
It comes down to I am.
The healed. I am healed.
I am.
Yes.
It's not. It's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Amen.
I am.
Hallelujah.
That's who I am.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the agreement, friends. We talked about alignment, agreement. That's the agreement. Wow. The class is buzzing today. I love it. Pat, you have something.
And then I think the enemy comes against you because it's time.
Okay.
If it's not done right then
or the
next month or the next month, the doubt comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be sure I am.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this. The antidote for that, the answer in response to that real quickly is from a couple of verses from the portion where we read today in Mark 11. As an example, you know, he said, have faith in God. But before he said, have faith in God, something happened, right? Let's take the figure of the fig tree. I was going to say the idiom of the fig tree, but let's take the figure of the fig tree, right? Jesus said, let no man eat from you, what? Any longer from this point. Or some say, he cursed the fig tree, right? Now, when he said that, he moved on, right? Went on with ministry and then came back the next day. Now, when he said that ab initio, initially, did you see any effect of the tree being dead?
No.
From Scripture?
No.
When we go, and that's why I asked us to read it, you know, ahead of a class today. No. Pat, right then,
right.
You didn't see the effect of the imperative to say, no one's going to eat from you ever again. Mm-hmm. Now, you didn't see the effect right then, right? But by the next day, when they passed, the apostle said, Master, the tree that you, what? Cursed is what? Withered. From where? Oh, my goodness. And then Jesus said, have faith in God.
Amen.
We have ourselves, if you say to this mountain, as big as that thing seems, or as long as it seems to have assailed you, or you know, raided your body, or whatever it is, as huge as that mountain may be, whoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea or into the ocean, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things that he said, he shall have them. Man, talk about, I know we talk about prophetic word, make sure and whatnot, but this is coming from the Lord Jesus himself, friends, and we ought not to take this lightly.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, you know, have faith in God. Believe in the person. How's your relationship with God? Believe in the person that you believe in the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He started off with have faith in God and then talked.
And then talked about it. Yeah. And all of that that comes after is still buttressing the point of have faith in God. Remain unshaken. Remain unshakable in this. So, even though, go ahead, Pastor Jim.
Well, that reminds me of like where Abraham did. Where
right.
He said he considered not his own body but a dead for the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Yes.
He said you're not at the promise of God through unbelief.
Right.
But was strong in faith, giving glory to God, fully convinced, fully persuaded that what he had promised
he was able also. Hallelujah. Friends, you know, we can go on and on in this and wow. Luke 6:45. We don't need to turn there, but I'm going to close it this way, and we're going to continue next week. A good man out of the goodness of his heart, treasure of his heart, brings forth what good? For out of the abundance of the heart, what? I'm paraphrasing. The mouth what? Speaks. The mouth speaks that which concerns truth. The truth has to come from that revelation and understanding of the truth and reality that I'm the healed of the Lord, I'm already healed. And so that it tallies, there's a tallying. And so I speak as the healed of the Lord. I'm not speaking from a position of deficit or I don't have, but I'm healed and so I'm decreeing. I'm healed and so I'm declaring. So there's consonant, there has to be agreement. You speak that which accords with truth and godliness. You have ears to hear. And the ears of your heart also take this on. Truth is reinforced. Again, I say this. Truth is reinforced in your mind, in your heart. Faith rises up. Expectation grows. And guess what? The power which is already active and activated in you is engaged. Bang! There's the healing manifestation.
Hallelujah.
It's in the heart. You speak it. As you speak it out, your ears hear, the ears of your heart hears. Friends, I want you to see this as it were like a cyclical thing. It's in your heart, you speak it out. Your ears hear, the ears of your heart hear, and then it goes back in, and then it goes like that. And you have power within. And we've shared over the weeks, friends, that power is active, that power is already activated. Once you keep doing that, that power is engaged. In a dynamic way, bang, there's the manifestation. So friends, I'm going to close out this series next week on conviction. And next week, I'm going to delve in into the practice. There's a way to speak. And I want to say, should I say like a more excellent way or whatnot? That's what I'm going to expose next week so that we get this and we keep walking in victory, seeing manifestation break out in our bodies, left, right, center. And we see ourselves truly as the healed. Let's rise. Praise God. All victorious in this room, all healed by the power of God already, all walking in full manifestation of the healing that was paid for by the cross, in nothing defeated, having no deficit whatsoever. Eternal life is on the inside, friends. My word. Power-packed, dynamic individuals. The dunamis of God is on the inside. The divine nature of Abba. My word. You leave this place this morning decreeing and declaring. You curse things to the root, whatever that infirmity or that disease or that injury is. You curse things to the root, friends, and you see it happen. Expectation is birthed in your heart. It is ignited by the word of truth, and there's agreement. And Father, I decree and declare today, anyone under the sound of my voice who may be struggling in any area or any aspect, right now they are loosed completely in experience, in their experience, in their bodies, in their hearts. Right now, in the name of Jesus, no one leaves this room the same way they came in. No one. The Spirit of the living God is here. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for hearts illuminated by truth. And for all these ones walking in victory, fully paid for by your son Jesus. It's ours, it's now, and we rejoice and we give you praise. You say, thank you, Lord. We love you, Abba. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Friends, you are victorious. You are champions. You are over, more than overcomers, not just overcomers, more than conquerors. Walk in that living reality as you step out, not just today, but for the year ahead and the years to come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.